Number two is this. The second group of person I've discovered that we need to honor is this. Honor your parents. They are your earthly father. Right? Honor God, your heavenly father, but honor your parents, your earthly fathers. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Listen carefully to this. Make it, and please don't think that this is only meant for the young people. All of us have parents. Okay, so listen to this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and you may live long life on earth. The very first command with a promise in the Bible, out of the Ten Commandments, there's only one, which is this. This one. There is a promise in the Bible, which is to honor your father and mother so that all may go well with you. Paul is pointing out here in Ephesians that the previous four commandments have no promise attached to them. But in the fifth commandment, connected to honoring our parents, God added a special promise, which is this, that all may go well with you. Now, at the same time, it may just imply this. If you honor your father and mother, it will go well with you. But if you don't honor your father and mother, it may not go well with you. Of course, you know, we realize that honoring our parents does not necessarily mean that we must agree with everything that they do. But we need to have a respectful attitude of honor towards their God-given position as our parents. Are you with me? It doesn't mean we agree with everything they do, but we still need to maintain their respectful position. We honor and respect their position of authority over us as our parents, but it does not mean that we must obey them when they ask us to do something against the will of God. In times like this, if we know that it is against God's will, we must learn how to disagree in an honorable way. We need to learn to disagree with a respectful and honoring way. Now, to honor our parents is a way of honoring God Himself. I have discovered that many people, including Christians, sometimes are not aware of this. We're not aware that disrespect for our parents can actually bring a curse upon our lives. And I think this is true. I found this to be true in many counseling situations. When we counsel people and discover that they have serious problems with their parents, oftentimes I found that things don't go well with them. Things just messed up. Things just don't go well with them. And I've also seen that when they recognize that dishonor for their parents is sin and they're willing to repent, God's blessing, God's victory comes in. And I challenge you, brothers and sisters, you honor your parents and you will see God's hand blessing you big time. I found this to be true. How do you honor your parents? It's when you take time to relate to them. You spend time listening to them. You're respectful towards them. You're responsible towards them financially. Can I say it one more time? You're responsible towards them financially. Listen, I think this is very important. Honor at the end of the day is translated into very practical things like money. It is found in the way we honor God. It's the way we honor our parents also. And I've discovered, particularly Asian people are very pragmatic people, especially the older generation, maybe the new one, not so. But the older generation, very pragmatic people. You know, when I was growing up, I used to try and go to my mom and try to tell her I love her, you know. It's so difficult because mom never said that to me, so I also find it very hard to say that to her. And then especially you have to say in Chinese, you know, Hokkien, some more, what I li, you know, very hard to say. You know, I would struggle, you know, go to mom and say, mother, I, what, you know, cannot come out. And the words just won't come out. You know, and in the end, we learn to say, I love you. It's so hard to say. And I remember one time, you know, because I was so convicted I need to do this, so I tried to say it, you know, wow, you know. And in the end, I used Mandarin, woman hen ai ni. You know what my mother say? Aiya, don't talk so much, you love me, pay my bill, lor. I never forget. You know, to them, it doesn't matter what you think, you know, or what you feel. At the end of the day, it's seen in practical things. If you really love me, wash the dishes. If you really respect me, then pay my bills. And I think I've learned to do that. Honor our parents, even with our money. Now, from the day I started ministry, I remember I was the first son. You know, I was the oldest son, only one, in fact. Only one sister. You know, when I wanted to go into the ministry right after my studies, I tell you, mom nearly freaked out, man. Because in their mind, every pastor is poor. You understand? That, oh, you join a church, you finish, you know, why do you study so much and then go and join the church? You know, and one thing I promised her is this. I know my mom's heart. I know that at the end of the day, mom's concern is that I don't have enough, you know, for my living. That's what mothers worry about all the time. So I wanted to find out from her, so how much do you think I should give you every month? See, because I know that it's not because she wants my money, but it's because if she can take the money from you, it means that you have enough to give her. You see, you understand what I'm saying? That means you have enough. See, that's all they want to know. And so I make it a point from the first day of my ministry, after my tithe, the first portion goes to my mom. Whatever she asks for is whatever she gets. And then the rest, I will struggle with it. Never mind. And in that way, over the years, mom began to learn to respect the ministry. She began to understand that God is not a bad paymaster, that He's actually a good paymaster. Are you with me? And we honor them in that way. And I have found that God's promise is true. If we honor our father and mother, it will go well with us. And it's it is reflected in very practical ways. So honor God, honor your parents. And here's number three, important one. Honor your leaders because they are your spiritual fathers.